Hey, thanks for dropping by to the Planners on Purpose podcast, created by Naomi Tucker, CMP. Now, this space is for the event planners to encourage and empower you so that you can fully live your life on purpose. So before we dig in, please take a moment to subscribe so you get future shows. Now, here she comes, your host, Naomi.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Naomi Tucker, your host here at the Planners on Purpose podcast. I hope you're doing well and that you're leading a life you love and that you're being on purpose with everything that you do. Today, I wanted to talk to you about how to take the stress out of your goal setting, because goal setting has some stress that is associated to it. Many of us do not want to set a goal. And many times when we set a goal, that does put some pressure on ourselves to meet that goal. So I wanted to give you a few tips for you to take the stress out of your goal setting as you're moving forward. And this is timely because we're actually headed into the second quarter. We're coming to the end of this first quarter. I can't believe that this first quarter is almost done. At the end of March, it will be almost done. And then we head into this next quarter. And it's really important to really evaluate where you were on your goals. Many of you possibly even set some goals in January to say, okay, here are some goals that I want to set, that I want to accomplish this year, or perhaps you want to accomplish this quarter. And this is a good opportunity to just take a look at what those goals are, see how close you're coming in to completing them, and then also doing some real quick things in order to get them finished for this quarter, or do some switching and some changing around so that you are more prepared for moving forward as we get into the second quarter. So I think that you'll enjoy this episode for sure if you are a goals person, or even if you are a person that really wants to get good at setting goals for themselves, this episode is going to be for you. So my first tip for you when it comes to taking the stress out of your goal setting is to really just set your goal, set the goal, set the direction. And many times we get stuck there. We get stuck at wondering if we should set a goal or not. You're not necessarily a goals person. And it's okay, maybe we don't call it a goal, but at least set the direction for where you are trying to go, right? So if you're looking to increase revenues for your organization, then okay, great. The direction is increase revenues. So how can I start doing that? And there's so many other examples that we can think of. However, set the direction. If you don't set any kind of direction, then life is just going to take you on a trip. Life is going to show you which way to go. And although many of us are okay with that, just kind of going with the flow, many times we have to set the direction and really start getting there so that you can find ways to meet your goal. So if you are a person that does not have a goal, go ahead and put a goal in place or find ways to create the direction that you need so that you can start to move in that particular direction. Now, if you're someone that's in an organization and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even have a goal. I just take what they give to me. That could be you. Well, when you get what you have, how do you act on it? Do you want to do really well at what you do? Are there some things that you could do better to push yourself to grow, to change, to develop more? And maybe you can think of certain things. Write those things down, and maybe that is a goal for you. So it can be simple as, you know, making sure that I'm following up with my client a little bit more this time and really get granular and just say, following up with my client within 24 hours of my client reaching out to me for something. Maybe it can be as simple as that, and you set that goal and really start to track towards that goal. Now, that's just an example. I don't know your business. I don't know what meetings and events that you're working on, but I'm pretty sure that can help you get an idea of what direction that you can go in. And I just encourage you to go ahead and set that direction as we're going into the second quarter. So my second tip for you is to make moves. I'd already talked a little bit about this. So you're setting the direction, you set the goal. Now we have to just get into movement, get moving towards your goal, because many times we spend our time thinking about it, we'll rationalize it, We even are deliberative about it so many times. How are we going to get to the goal? What do we have to do to get to the goal? Oh, maybe we have to talk to this person, that person. Although those thoughts are absolutely necessary, we don't want to get stuck in thinking about it. Because when we're stuck in thinking about it, then we're preventing from being about it and moving. So we need to know the direction we need to go and then create that movement, because movement is going to create that momentum that creates a space for us to complete our goal. And movement also allows us to figure out what we need to adjust and refine about our goal. We can put a direction out there, but as we start moving, perhaps you see that we need to switch lanes, right? It's similar to traffic. You set out to reach your destination, and let's say there's a traffic jam. Well, there's a traffic jam. Either you can sit there or you can find an alternate route to get to what your destination is. Think of your goals in that way. The key is to get moving. Once you get out there, then let's see how we can adjust and refine so we can get to our goal quicker and easier. So if you find yourself crippled by thinking about how to move forward, then maybe just making a move is going to be what you need to start. So my third tip for you to take stress out of your goal setting is to put in place some good habits. Your outcomes are a lagging measure of your habits, essentially. You get what you repeat. And this is something that has been quoted many times by James Clear. He has a book called Atomic Habits. Maybe you know about it, maybe not. If you don't know about it, I suggest you go ahead and pick that book up, because it's all about creating great habits for yourself. So if your goals are dependent on consistent action, then making sure that you develop great habits to help with that consistency is going to be in your best interest. Remember, the good habits that you do, they are going to compound. They build up and they stack up one on top of another. So you may not see it at first, but every time that you get out there and you do that one action towards your goal and you consistently do it, it's doing nothing but benefit you, even though you don't see it. So building consistency is key. Putting in great habits is going to be key to your success, especially for some of those goals that are going to take that repeated habit in order to complete it. So take a look, go ahead and evaluate some of the habits that you currently have going towards your goal. What are the habits that you can develop? What are the habits that you are going to have to develop in order to get to your goal? Are you going to have to touch base with a team member more often because you and a team member are working on a shared goal? Are you going to have to touch base with your leader a little bit more because you want to inform your leader about some of the success that you've been having with a particular client that may be a struggle? Whatever it is, make sure that you're putting those things down and in place and start to create those great habits around it. Number four is stay above the line with your emotions. And the reason why I put it that way is I had a leader over 10 years ago. We actually were all reading a book together as a team, and she was really just talking to us about our emotions and talking to us about how we can be above the line or below the line. So it was a whole theme for probably a year or two about being above the line. And although when going through it, it was like, oh, why are we actually doing this? It actually was pretty beneficial in the long run to keep emotions in check, especially when things are not going your way. So when you have feedback that's coming in about your goals or just what you're telling yourself about how successful you are about completing your goal, many times that can be very damaging to you. So the whole being above the line or below the line is really talking about where your emotions are. So if your emotions are down below that line, it pretty much is this negative emotion, some of these disruptive emotions that really happen that just are not good for you. However, if they are above the line, it's we're being very rational about our thoughts, rational about the actions that we should take. And that is really going to help us get more traction towards success. Other things that you can do to help you stay above the line or stay in a positive mindset about your goals is just avoid feedback from people who are unhappy or negative, because this feedback can be pretty counterproductive and it can really tear you down. And that can be pretty hard. So typically you don't really want to share your goals, especially if you know it's a negative person and all you know is they're going to tear it down. You might not want to share your goal with that person at first, especially if it's a goal that you're not necessarily confident in. So we want to make sure that when we share our goals, they're going to be with people and teams that are going to lift us up, that are going to be beside us, and that are going to help us actually complete the goal. So that's very important. And, you know, you are actually included in that too. If you are a person that you come down on yourself, because self-sabotage can be very real, you can just say, oh, why did I put that down? I knew I shouldn't have created a goal. I'm never going to be able to get that. Those are thoughts that you want to refrain from having. And those are thoughts that we definitely want to just steer in a different direction. I mean, the thoughts come up. Sometimes these thoughts come up and you cannot control them. But what you can do is replace it with a thought that's going to uplift you and motivate you. And as you continue to go, you'll find that you don't have those thoughts anymore once you put that into practice. A really good book for this is called Putting Emotional Intelligence to Work. It's a book that I've highlighted a lot. It's very small, simple for those of you all that like very small books. That's a very small book, easy to get through, very practical, and I definitely would recommend it because it's been very helpful for me in understanding emotional intelligence. Many times we react disruptively to our lack of completing our goals or tracking towards our goals or just falling off the bandwagon, right? I know this personally. We all have come shy of many goals that we've set, including myself. And when you're in this position, you tend to react with anxiety, with defensiveness, especially if somebody approaches you about the goal and you did not do what you felt you should have done. Or you could just feel down or feel insecure or even embarrassed that perhaps you dropped the ball in some places. However, harnessing these thoughts are just key because they threaten to override our rational thoughts. So we want to take control of the disruptive thoughts so that they do not develop into disruptive behavior. So in fact, in the same book, Putting Your Emotional Intelligence to Work, it talks about that if we delay our emotional reaction long enough to engage your rational brain, you'll discover a whole list of behavioral options that can lead you to handle the situations you may experience with staying on track in a more intelligent and successful way. This is really the proactive side of the tug of war of what represents emotional intelligence. So we definitely want to stay in tune with our emotions. Many times another emotion is just procrastinating on the goal, not doing the goal, having excuses for the goal, all in an effort of just feeling like you do not feel confident. Maybe there's so many other reasons for that goal that's bothering you. But because of that, we definitely throw things away. And because of that, we typically disrupt it somehow, which then would prevent us from actually completing the goal. All right, so number 5 is review often and get comfortable. So reviewing your goals often, it's pretty important for you to complete your goal. And it keeps your goal right in front of you, and it allows you the opportunity to adjust if necessary. Reviewing your goal often helps you get more traction towards your goals quicker. I recently finished reading a book called The 12-Week Year. And you guys are probably like, oh my goodness, she reads a lot. Yes, I do read a lot. So you have to be ready for those book recommendations because I will give them to you. So I recently finished the book 12-Week Year and I enjoyed reading it. And the whole premise was you can get done what you get done in a year in 12 weeks. The book for me came down to ensuring that you put weekly assessments in place to evaluate how successful you are in completing the goal that you set. So this is very great for just tracking quarterly goals. Instead of just doing a whole big, huge annual goal, let's just do a 12-week year. Let's just focus on these next 12 weeks. What do we need to complete for these next 12 weeks? And then every week, do an assessment that would help you evaluate how you're tracking towards that 12-week goal. And once 12 week comes, then let's put in place another goal measurements for the next 12 weeks. It actually works really well. And I would just say it helps you to just always keep your goal in sight. And it really gives you enthusiasm throughout the year because there's four times a year that you get a chance to really create goals and get excited all over again. Lastly, remember to reward yourself. It's so key. Reward yourself and celebrate. Remember when you were in school and you either did a good job on your test or you did something that seemed so small, but you were celebrated for it? Well, I'm a parent, so my daughter often comes up to me with dog bones. Let me explain. Her school gives out these paper cutouts of dog bones, which is themed from their school mascot, which is a bulldog. So I'm sure you're getting it now, right? On each one of these paper dog bones, it would say who that this dog bone was rewarded to, the student's name, and then also if they were being kind or honest or helping a friend or opening a door. Now, as a parent, I'm always celebrating my daughter every little dog bone that she gets. And then every time that she does these small, simple things, even at home, because it really shows that she's moving in the right direction and it gives her motivation for her to do it again and again. And it makes her feel very good. And matter of fact, when she collects a whole bunch of these dog bones, she gets a big prize. She gets to pick out a prize, whether it's having lunch with her teacher, having pizza with a friend. And it really inspires her to just continue to do the good thing. Now, although we might find that these small things may be insignificant when you look back, when you look at a child getting a little dog bone pat on the back for opening the door, they matter a whole lot. And it matters a whole lot when you do these small steps towards your goal. So celebrate yourself. If you are nice to your colleague, you sat through that meeting, or you finished the details of your event, maybe you did a big budget or found a vendor for that comfy seating you were looking for. Every single one of those goals are very important to you finishing your main goal. So celebrate and reward yourself. One other thing that helps to take stress out of your goals is to actually track them. And you can do this via a goal tracker, and that can be very helpful. I love using these trackers to help me do my work and just tracking my habits. Many of you probably have a project management grid that you actually track every single one of the things that you have to do for your events. Or perhaps if you have more personal areas outside of your events that you need to set goals for, perhaps you just do a separate goal tracker. But I'd love to use these trackers when it comes to tracking goals. So that would be my last tip for you. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that it was great tips for you to help you take the stress out of your goal setting. I would love to see you to go ahead and take the step out and create great goals and set the direction for where you want to go. Make moves, make sure you have great habits, and just really think about staying positive about moving forward to your goals, reviewing often, and then rewarding yourself and tie it up in a bow by just tracking it as well. So definitely thank you so much for coming to this episode of the podcast, and I look forward to the next episode with you. And until next time, please stay on purpose.
Well, that wraps it up for this episode. If you enjoyed the conversation, hit the like button and tell us how much you enjoyed the show by leaving a message in the comments. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.